We've been deeply entrenched in the machlokes edim sira karsi, edim chsima karsi. Comes up here gimel dalet extensively. It comes up as you've seen, as we continue to see throughout the mesechta machlokes tanoim, Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah on Peivav, Rabbi Meir earlier in the second parak and elsewhere. Machlokes and pshat in the psukim. Does the chasav la sefer kriyas mean as Rabbi Eliezer holds write it? Or as your mayor holds, sign it. Because your mayor, Rabbi Lazar holds only Eidei Chesimah Karsi, only Eidei Mesirah Karsi. You don't need Chesimah at all. You don't need Chesimah at all. A get is kasha without signatures. The whole of the chasev is just the writing. Your mayor holds, no, Eidei Chesimah Karsi. The ikur of the ikur production of the get is the signing thereof, because the ikur production of the ikur of the get is the raya. The ikar of the get is the eidus. You have to have the words there so that when they attach to chsima, it's clear what they're being made. But for Rabbi Meir, eid chsima karsi, as chazard a number of times, the Rav's nusach, that they're arguing over how to translate v'chazav. They're arguing fundamentally over what is a shtar kinyan, or what is the maisa of kinyan shtar. Rav Meir says it's giving the raya b'ksav. Handing you written edus that something has happened makes it happen. Handing you written edus, Rabbi Meir would say, that my field is gifted to you, makes it gifted to you. I give you a signed star that says, Sadi Mesunullah. Rav Meir says, oh, so that's the Maisa Kinyan. I gave you raya that makes it true. Bootstrapping. A man gives a woman raya b'ksav that he's makadosh her, shtar kiddushin, that makes her mikudesh. Tragically, a man gives his wife raya b'ksav, edus b'ksav, that she's no longer married to him, so that is the kinyan gerushin. He gives her edus that harem mutaras chaladam, that makes her mutaras chaladam. That's the shita of Rabbi Meir, edich sim makarsi. The maisa kinyan is giving the other party raya b'ksav, edus b'ksav. That's why shtar kinyan is a shtar raya. There's only one type of shtar according to Meir. It's a shtar raya. The maisa kinyan of shtar according to Meir is handing over a shtar raya, handing over the edus b'ksav. Shenker Belazar says no. Two unrelated things. Shtar raya is a chiddush that you can have edus b'ksav. If you want labir hadavar to prove things later, so that you can have live edim or a chiddush. You could have Eidus B'Ksav, you could have a Shtar. But that's not the same as Shtar Kinyan, according to Rebbe Lazar. Well, I said, no, Shtar Kinyan means I just give you a piece of paper that says what I'm thinking. Instead of just expressing my Das verbally, I express my Das Kinyan B'Ksav, and then, now it goes. It doesn't prove anything unless it's signed. But it doesn't have to prove anything. That's the sheet of Rebbe Lazar. We've been down this road a number of times. Been in and out of this road a number of times. Rabbi Lazar holds Eidim Mesir Karsi, the two separate types of Shtar, Shtar Raya, Shtar Kinyan. And Rabbi Meir says, no, Eidim Chesimah Karsi, Shtar Kinyan is a Shtar Raya. The Kinyan Shtar is handing over a Shtar Raya. Okay. Now, yesterday, earlier this week, we were exploring Tosis here. The final tosis on the sugya here. And he wants to know how do pasuk halacha l'maisa, where tosis develops the after pointing out that we pasuk like Rabbi Lazar certainly begitten and even b'shar shtaris tosis thinks. So tosis says if you hold edei mesira karsi, that's one reason why you need practically to have edei mesira, because edei mesira karsi, and unlike the riff, consistent with the beer I was giving. The Rav is consistent with the Shita, or more consistent with the Shita of Ketosis. Rabbi Lazar says you need Eid Mesira, you don't need Eid Chesim at all. Eid Chesim have no role in a Kinyan Shtar. They have no role in a Kinyan Shtar. You don't need Eid Chesim, you do need Eid Mesira. The Ran had explained that the Rif would disagree, the Rif would say, according to the Ran, the Rif would say, according to the Ran, that the Eidei Chesimah take the place of Eidei Mesirah. It's such an Eidei B'Ksav, like Reb Chaim all the way, So they even serve as real time aides l'kiyum adam. Okay, but working with Tosfos, no. Rabbi Elazar says need to have aides l'kiyum adam, aides mesira karsi. And then it goes on to say, even according to the Meir, you need to have Eis L'Kim HaDavar. Everyone agrees you need to have Eis L'Kim HaDavar. Again, the Rif thinks, according to the Rana, the Eidi Chasima, even though they signed 2 days ago, they could serve as real-time Eis L'Kim HaDavar, a big finish. And Tosfos says, no. Eis L'Kim HaDavar means you actually have people watching. Later on, you want to prove that certain things happen. Eis L'Bir HaDavar, you could use the Eidi Chasima in place of the Eidi Mesir. Okay. So again, so Tosfos' main thesis was you must have live Eid Mesirah B'Shas Get. You gotta have Eid L'Kiyum HaDavar, which Tosfos thinks is live Eid Mesirah watching. Okay, but certainly you need Eid L'Kiyum HaDavar. Gemara, where? Where's going to talk Eid L'Kiyum HaDavar? Kiddushin Zamachet. Right? Kiddushin Zamachet in the concept of Kiddushin. And almost all the Rishonim assume that the same is true for Get as well. Certainly that's what this Tosfos is clearly taking as Dar Pasha. Then you remember. And then you remember, Tosfos at the end said, well, how about Shar Shtaris? How about Shar Shtaris? Let's say I'm not doing a get or a Shtar Kiddushin. Let's say I just want to sell a field. I want to gift a field. Whatever. He was talking about property. Shtar Mechira, Shtar Matana. Maybe even we discussed before Yom Tov, Shtar Chov might be a Shtar Tinyan because it creates a Shibud. Do those need Eidim Asir? Do those need Eidim Asirah? Do they need Eidim Asirah? Do you need Eis L'Kiyum HaDavar on a Shtar Mam? Let's take a look inside. We take a look at the very end of Tosfos. We had left off early in the week with Akasha. We're now ready to put all the pieces together and understand the Tosfos thoroughly. The Oder Ragel Abayim Tam Lomar, three lines at the bottom of the Kaimalan, Dala Manaf Maseches Gidon. Please take a look inside. Oh, the rather than a time lomar, feel Rabbi Meir by aid the b'shas missing as a get. Even Rabbi Meir says aid the chesim b'karsi, as we were saying. Yeah, a shvui ishtara. Rabbi Meir says to make a star. Rabbi Meir thinks the only type of star is a star raya. Kenyan stars be done with a star raya. But to make it a star raya, obviously you need to have aid the chesima. But Tosfos says that doesn't take the place of aid the mesira. You need the mesira as well. Could you need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar in Davar Sheva'er V'Pachas Mishnayim? How about outside of Davar Sheva'er V'Do you need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar V'Shtar Mamen? V'Chein, third to last line of the Tosfos, fourth to last line of the Amud, V'Chein Shtar Matnas Karka, or Shtar Mecher, sheet number one in Tosfos, Shtari Mamen also requires L'Kinyin HaKarka, not a Shtar Mecher which is a Raya, Shtar Mecher which is a Shtar Kinyin, Eino L'Raya, Ein mo klum le belazer im yadua shalom nesan b'fnei. You're trying to make a kinyan star. You got first day in Tosfos. You gotta have Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. Second day in Tosfos, no. Tosfos doesn't say yesh omrim, but they just as two possibilities. Mir yesh l'chalik. On the one hand, I would say if you need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar by get, you need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar by shtar imamen as well, or maybe not. Yesh l'chalik. In Mammon, Mahanya does what didn't come Adam Dami, Sagi ve Eidi Chasima, Bimakam Hadas Baldin. Well, by Shtare Mammon, Hadas Baldin works. And therefore, Eidi Chasima are good enough. They're the same as Hadas Baldin. But Kiddushin, Gerishin, Hadas Baldin doesn't work because it's Mechayev Lacher. An obvious tip of that. The Gemara Kiddushin Samachem Beis that getting the Kiddushin is Chav L'Achrinim, and that's how the Gemara explained that you need Eis L'Kiyum HaDavar begetting the Kiddushin, but not by Mamas. Right? There you remember the Gemara Kiddushin had said you're doing a Chalukas Hashutvas, you're doing some other financial agreement, financial transaction. If we all agree to what happened, it worked. Even without the Eis L'Kiyum HaDavar. That's what the Gemara seems to say there. So that's what Tosfos seems to be saying here. Why is he bringing in Eidei Chasima? Presumably to say that in the world of Mammon, the only need you have for Eidim is Lo Ivru Sahadi El Shakri. If you need to prove things, you need to have Eidei Chasima. But that's it. That's it. I don't need to have Eidim Asir watching. If you want to prove it later, you better have Eidei Chasima now. But whether there were Eidei Asir or not is irrelevant. Shtarei Mamun don't require Yisakim HaDavar. Why? Because Mamun doesn't require Yisakim HaDavar. Why not? Why not? But after all, we said a line earlier that the source for this whole idea of the two Eidim by the get is Ein Davar Sheba'erva Pachas Mishnayim. Where do we get that? Ein Davar Sheba'erva Pachas Mishnayim. Davar Davar me Mamun. The fact that you need two Eidim at all by get is Xer Shavar for Mamun. So what do you mean? Mamun doesn't require the two Eidim, but get does? How do you understand this second Shita? Again, the 2 days in Tosus. The first sheet holds Shari Mammon do require Eidus Lekim HaDavar. The second one holds Shari Mammon Loboy. I am Lamed Kuf Heidalad Eidus Lekim HaDavar. So let's try the second sheet. That's not the same. I have the whole idea of two Eidim Kod. Eidim Shar Pachas Mishnayim. That comes from Mammon. We mean, didn't the Kiddush require Eidim Shar Pachas Mammon doesn't? The answer is, yes. As we explained yesterday, the Eidim Shar Pachas Mishnayim that we can differentiate between Haluyos Alidei Maisa Bilvad, Halosim that only are driven by a Maisa, like Shchita, Tevila, and Bas B'Challav, making something Bas B'Challav, versus, you remember we spoke about Chaluyos, Adedas, like, we have given to different levels, like Haflaos, Neder, Zeros, Trumus and Isros, like Kinyani Mamon, and like getting the Kiddushin. Gimel Tess Bav Kuf is Rosh Tevis for that. So those things we had discussed yesterday, that there is a good 7, 8, 9 afkaminas. We gave 7 of them yesterday. 9 afkaminas between a chalosis comes out of my simple bad for some guys who requires das. And specifically, one of those afkaminas had been it's true that Davar Sheva'erva requires the Eisakim HaDavar, but can you give me an example of something that Davar Sheva'erva does not require Eisakim HaDavar? Chalitza, perhaps. Sota is definitely Davar Sheva'erva. That is perhaps the original Davar Sheva'erva. The parasha of Get, but Kimotza Ba'erva's Davar, according to some means, that Chamal Flan there was infidelity. Infidelity in the context of marriage, it's the ultimate Eidus Lekim HaDavar. And yet, the tragic status of Sota Asura Labaila does not require Eidus Lekim HaDavar in order to be chal, in order to set in. Chaim kind of pointed out, if you need proof, that's the premise of the whole famous Sugya in Ksubas Dav Tes, Pesach Pasuach, one of the most celebrated Lamdushal Sugyas in Shas. The ABCs of the whole sugya is we're not sure because there were no witnesses, so we're not sure what happened. So suffix vexveka, we're not sure whether or not she's a sota asura labayla. But if the premise is if we knew the facts, even without Eidim, the facts themselves would drive the metzias. Sota is a sota Levaila, and as you said, perhaps Chalitza, are Aide Maisa Bilvad. So although they are Davar Sheva'erva, it's true, they're in the field of Halacha, they're in the category Davar Sheva'erva, that's the topic, but Eidus Lekim HaDavar is only relevant, like Tanai, Eidus Lekim HaDavar is only relevant, like Eina Adam also Davar Sheva'erva Shalo, Eidus Lekim HaDavar is only relevant to Chalos that's driven by Das. Why? Because what's the purpose of Eidus Lekim HaDavar? If it happened to happen. If I punched you in the nose, so your nose is going to bleed whether anyone was watching or not. And I will owe you money whether anyone was watching or not. Because that just, it happened. It doesn't matter whether anyone was watching. So the answer is, well, what's with the quantum effect? Things don't matter unless Eidim were watching. To the end, why does that make any sense? That's not what I would have assumed. It happened to happen, whether people watched or not. If Rahman sons someone is not being honest, okay, made difficulty proving what happened. But if it happened to happen, so why is the Yisakir don't make any sense? So the answer, as we said yesterday, no. The solemnizing effect. What did you say? Some of our budding psychologists said it's the
Hawthorne
effect. Right? You act differently. You act differently when you know you're being witnessed. And by the way, Eis Hakima Davar is Dafka when the parties know that the Edom are watching. Edom Rono Sami Bachutz is not Eis Hakima Davar. It's like in Mari and Rams. Eis Hakima Davar means the Edom are watching and the people involved, the Balei Dvar, know that the Edom are watching. So, because then, that makes a lot of sense. Your head is in a different place. People are watching, and the fact that it's provable later, okay, so you're taking things a little more seriously, and taking things seriously is exactly what we want. We want das. We want decision-making power. If you're a katan, you don't have das, even if God will open al-daba, you may have think thoughts, but you don't have the enough halachic decision-making power. And a Sakhira Davar will add to your, will raise the level, the solemnizing effect of the witnesses. Well, the solemnizing impact, the degree of seriousness added by people watching will raise the level of das. As we began to discuss yesterday, when we talk about there are things that don't require das at all, zero. And then there are things that require das, but they come in levels. Level one, then level two, then level three. Hafla, neder, nazirus, trumas, and maestras, those sorts of things, where I designate items by my language, are require only one level one das. Level one das, as we said yesterday. You could be a mufla. Hasamach le'ish is good enough. And the almost gadol also works. And it's a weaker type of das, and therefore there's she'ela. You could be sholel. You could receive hatara, the two terms for that. Not only can we differentiate between hafla, which is lower, versus kinyanim, which are higher, but within kinyanim we can differentiate between level 2, kinyanim mamon, and level 3, kinyanim kiddushin. What were the nafkiminas there? So some would say amira, the Hex Chasam Torah, which was later published in Pisker of Sefer. And by Kiddushin, it may well be, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, that you have to, it's not enough that we all understand that I'm doing Kiddushin and I give her the ring, you must say it. Even if it's understood, it's not enough. You actually have to verbalize it. Why? I need the higher level of Das getting me Kiddushin. Kinyanei Mamon, there's no formal need to verbalize, assuming that it's clear. But by getting the Kiddushin, some Rishonim say, you must say it. And the other one is, Eidos, Akiyam HaDavar. All I did is Akiyam HaDavar is that raises the level of Das. I could be Mafresh Trumas and Maestros without Eidim watching. I don't need so much Das for Mafresh Trumas and Maestros. I could even buy a bag of potato chips without Eidim watching. I could do a Kinyan Mashicha. I could do a Kinyan Kesef. I can do all sorts of kinyan mamon without the Edim watching. Without the Edim watching. Only ginvi kiddushin, you require, understandably, a much higher degree of decision-making focus and intensity when you're making decisions about marital status. The halacha only requires, or only recognizes, a change in marital status, a kinyan gerush or kinyan kiddushin, if it was done with the super high level of focus and decision-making intensity. You need the highest level of level 3 of das. Anything short of that can make mamon work, but it's not going to make it make kiddushin work. How do you get that level 3 of das? According to some rishonim, there's an absolute requirement to verbalize what you're thinking. It's not enough to have in your mind that it's clear. And you need to have Edim watching. If the Edim aren't watching, you're not going to be beyond the level 2. Once you have Edom watching, that pushes you up. Next step, next level, the Edom Zakim HaDavar pushes you up to level 3. Oh. Now we begin to understand, and now we do understand, the second Shita and Tosfos. Sorry, Mama, don't require Edom Zakim HaDavar. It's true that we learn two Edom by Get and two Edom by Mama. What does that mean? Going back to Davez and Vez. Otherwise, Get would have required how many Edom? One. Like any other Isser Hatim. Even like Loraya, Labir HaDavar,
Labir Hadavra. How many Eidim do you need to know that piece of meat is kosher? One. How many Eidim do you need to know that I own this item? Two. How about Din Rikidushin? I would have thought it's Isser Hedda. Kama Shvalon, Davra Davra Mimamon. Here you also need two Eidim. But two Eidim for what? Well, it depends. Certainly two Eidim Labir Hadavra. For a woman to prove that she was divorced, you need two Eidim rather than one. Zereshava Davra Davra Mimamon. But do you need Eidus to keep my daughter at all?
That's a great question. Only if you need a higher level of das. Whatever, how many, if you need Eidus to keep my daughter, how many Eidim will you need? Whatever that Aaron Halacha requires. So being that Gittin required two Eidim, Labir HaDavar, like Mamon, so when we figure out that you need Eidus to keep my daughter, also two. But we now understand this Shita very well. Shtar Mamon doesn't require a Sikhima Dabar. It doesn't need such a high level of Das. Only Gittin Kiddushin needs a high level of Das. Oh. And now we come back to say, one second. So now let's try to understand Shita number one. At first day of Taisus, and said, Shtar Mamon does require a Sikhima Dabar. But guys had pointed out, number one, now we're trying to figure out, well, why? How could why? Especially since it's rak kinyan shtar velo kesef. It's only shtar mamon. No one is arguing that meshicha requires eisik kimadavar. Sorry, no one is arguing that kesef requires eisik kimadavar. Only shtar. But why? It's not that it works by kiddushin. By kiddushin, kesef also requires eisik kimadavar. It's not quite the same as the Eisikim Adavar. Another problem was the Tosas seemed to all of a sudden say this is Rab, the Rabbi Elazar, who holds Eidei Mesir Karasim. But why? Tosas was just saying before that everyone holds the Eisikim Adavar by Gag, even a mayor. Right? That's what we just saw. That was Rabbi Anton's point. Even a mayor requires Eisikim Adavar by Gag. And then he says, well, and Shtar Mamon means Eid Zakim HaDavar according to Rabbi Elazar. So that's odd. Why is that? But the answer, Rabbi Osai, is lying in front of us. But you probably can probably put it together now. I'll give you one extra clue. There's one other kinyan that some Rishonim say requires Eitz Lakim HaDavar, and others say it doesn't. Which one is that? Who says it? Who argues about it? And which kinyan is it? Sudar. Sudar. What is a Sudar? Should have brought along my Sudar. But the truth is, wow. Taka. Here's a Sudar. A lens cloth. Here's another Sudar. Or the truth is, maybe this could also be a Sudar, even though it's a pair of glasses. And this could also be a Sudar, my yarmulke. Because what is Sudar? I mean, the word Sudar means a handkerchief. And when we do Kinyane Sudar in advance of Pesach, usually for Geschmack, bring along a nice pocket cloth. But it's not Hidr Mitzvah, but for Geschmack. But what is Kinyane Sudar? So the Rambam writes, in the fifth parak of Hilchas Mechira, he opens the fifth parak of Hilchas Mechira. You have a parak about this kinyan, a parak about that kinyan. He opens up parak Hey by talking about Chalipin. Chalipin, call it metaltim konin zeh. You could do barter. He says, for instance, hechel of par bachamor. If I swap a cow for a donkey, where did the Rambam get that? Everything the Rambam, even examples, are from sources in Chazal. Where did the Rambam get that example of swapping a cow for a donkey? We've seen this. Mishnah in Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf, Machel par bachamor. Machel par bachamar. I'm swapping the cow for the donkey, and then it turns out that the cow gave birth, and who owns the cow? Why? Because when I was on the donkey farm, be Moshe, your donkey, I was kona your donkey, be Mashiach, and you were kona my cow at that moment with chalipin. That's kinyan chalipin. Normal chalipin is shavet b'shavet, barter. The cow and the donkey are around the same value, so we're swapping one for another. That's classic kinyan chalipin. You have in the Mar Makomos packet, you jump ahead to Perek Hey. I was just reading to the beginning of Perek Hey Halacha Aleph. But then take a look at Perek Hey Halacha Hey. Please take a look inside. Hakarkos, v'havadim, v'habehema, v'shar kol metaltlum. Usually they're kinyan that work for karka, they're kinyan that work for metaltlum. But here's something that works for karka and for metaltlum. Kol echaneyem nikne b'chalipin. You can be kona any one of them with a different type of chalipin. Behua nikra kinyan. When we just say, I'm doing a kinyan, which kinyan? Doing kesef, doing shtar, doing chazaka, doing mashicha, doing hadla, doing mesir, doing agav, doing situmta, which kinyan? He says, stam kinyan is chalipin. But not like barter, symbolic chalipin. Ikra davar azos. What's symbolic chalipin? Sheitin hakona lamakna kli. I want to buy your elephant. I want to buy your house. I want to buy your book collection. Karka, metalflim, it doesn't matter. It's going to be a little difficult to do a mashicha in your book collection. It's going to be even more difficult to do a mashicha hakba on an elephant. The more discusses how can you do hakba on an elephant. It's not such a pasha design. So here's a great tool. There's a kinyan that works like universal donor, universal recipient. Today is blood drive day. So there's a universal kinyan. The maisa kinyan that works on everything, on karka, on talk that works, is the kona gives the makna a kli kolshu. I want to buy your whatever, so I'm the kona, so I hand you my lens cloth. You take this back, right? I hand you my lens cloth. You take this, pick it up. In return for which you just took my lens cloth and I just took ownership of your elephant. That's clearly not shavet b'shavet. That's not classic barter. The lens cloth is $3 a Target. The elephant is, I don't know, a lot more than that. Several orders of magnitude more than that. Many orders of magnitude more than that. The antique book collection, the house, way more than the lens cloth. But this is not natural chalipin barter, shavet b'shavet. This is a formality. Yomar, I say to you, kinei kli zeh chalaf achatzer. Bikona this kli, this lens cloth, this glove, this yarmulke, this pen, this key, this pocket knife, whatever it is, in return for the chatzer or the yain or the behemah and so on and so forth. As soon as the mocher does a hagbah on the cloth, on the small kli, the lokeach thereby in return is kona whatever it is. That is the magic of kinyan suda. It doesn't have to be with a suda or the cloth, but that's what's often used. That is Mishnayis, psukim in the Megillah Shros. That's a kinyan. Formalized kinyan chalipin. Not actual, natural chalipin shav b'shava, but a formal kinyan suda. Rama goes on to say it has to at least be worth a pruta, whatever the kli is. Clearly it's not at all the same value as the item that's being really transferred. But it's a formality. Okay. A formality. Now turn the page, or look at the other page in the Mar Makomos. Please take a look inside. At Halacha Tes. Rambam Raivet. Zeh HaKinyin. This Kinyin Sudar. Eino Tzarech Lios B'fnei Eden. This is the Rambam Mehilchus Mechira 5:9. Perek Hey Halacha Tes in the Rambam. Rambam writes, Kinyan suda does not require eidim. If I have bein obein chaver okana, you can do it privately. Don't have to be watching. So you typically do a kinyan suda when a fellow wants to appoint me as his agent to sell his chametz on his behalf to the nachri before Pesach. So he's giving me that authority. So typically, as Rambam is going to say in another couple of halachas, we'll do a kinyan suda. I hand him, that's why I'll show up to the, not the actual sale of chametz, but the mechira sessions in the shul, meaning where I'm being authorized becoming the agent. So I'll show up with my suda, and the fellow comes and says, "We do, Rabbi, please sell my chametz." When you say, "Here's a suitor, I'm not taking osher of his chametz, but I'm taking over the authority to transact with the chametz. I'm taking over the authority. He's giving me the rights to sell his chametz. In return for, right, it's being marked by, I'm giving him the suitor, and he gives me chametz transactional rights. I'm getting options." And they finance people. Again, very limited type of options. And the very circumscribed options. So sometimes, if it's busy, Matzah Shabbos, there's loads of people watching, the whole line of people waiting. There's a lot of Eitz Lakim Adavar. But sometimes there's certain people in Shul who mamish have the knack to always show up year after year when no one else is there. So a guy shows up. It's a big Shul lobby, but just the two of us. And I give him a suitor. Does that even count? There's no Eitz Lakim Adavar. Empty room. Just me and him. Me and Ploni. And I handed him a suitor. Did that work? The answer is yes. The Rambam says, you do not need Eitz Lakim Adavar. Why? Shalom, Itzricha. Take a look inside. Rambam. Hilchas Mechira. Hey, Tess. Shalom, Itzricha. Torah Eidim Medine Mamanus. Ella Lekofer. The Torah doesn't require Eidim by Mamanus, except if someone is denying. That's a direct translation of this is where the Rambam quotes that Gemara's Kiddush Samachin Veis. This is the address. Interesting that of all things he chose Kinyan Suter. It says it's just a question of we need to know what happened, so we'll need Eidim. Aba Hamocher, Oh Hanosin, Oh Hasocher, Oh Hamashiel. Bikayotzben, you're selling, you're giving, you're renting, you're lending, you don't need Eidim. As soon as the kona did a maisa kinyan, whether it was hagba or meshicha or mesira or kinyan, meaning what he mean by kinyan sudar, or kesef or star or chazaka kona af alpi she'en sham edim. The Rambam could not have been clearer. Dine mamonas do not require edus sakima davar, specifically kinyanim. Kinyanim are something that require das, but not that much das. No Kinyan Mammon requires Eitz Lakim Adavar. Rami just told us two things. He told us, number one, Sudar doesn't require Eitz Lakim Adavar. He also mentioned in his list one other key Maisa Kinyan, which is Shtar. Right? Rambam just made it very clear. How does he hold in terms of 2 days and places? Daya number two. Shtar Mammon does not require Eitz Lakim Adavar. The Rambam is aware of the issue and is being very, very clear. The Ravid is very brief and disagrees. Take a look at the Ravid. See, stuck in there, Hasagas HaRavid. Most of the Hasagas HaRavid is just the quote of the language of the Rambam. Aleph, the Ksav Rashi is the actual words of the Ravid. It's a four-word Hasaga. Aleph Aleph stands for Amar Avram. Usually Aleph Aleph is the Yavsha. The Ravid will often start his Hasagas with Aleph Aleph, meaning Amar Avram. His name was Rabbi Avram ben David. Amar Avram, maybe. But not here, for instance, as Rabbi Dr. Isidore Tursky, Zecharo Lavracha, points out in his book on the Ravid. It's a misnomer, it's a misperception to assume that the Hasagas HaRavid are always arguing with the Rambam. Often he does, and often he does not. And there's a whole range. Sometimes he's actually bringing rise to the Rambam, sometimes he's making comments, sometimes he's pointing out there's a machlokas, but not necessarily attacking. And sometimes he really does. The Ravid is famous for the Hasagas in which he vociferously dissects the Rambam and disagrees. But Rabbi Dr. Hursky points out, if you look at the whole set, Hasagas HaRavid, plenty of them are not vociferous disagreements. So here's an example of a midpoint. Amar Avraham, Ein Hakol Modim B'Kinyan. Not everyone agrees to the Rambam on Kinyan. Kinyan means specifically Kinyan, as the Rambam himself said, Kinyan Suda. So Tosas has a daya that King Shtar by Mammon requires Eitz Lakim Adavar, and the Ravid says there are those who say Sudar requires Eitz Lakim Adavar. So now we have another clue. Two types of Kinyanim that potentially require Eitz Lakim Adavar are Shtar and Sudar. What do we know about Sudar? So let's take a look at one more data point. It's on this page. The Rambam, because when do we use Sudar? He said, we use Sudar. He Rambam was saying Sudar is like super powerful. Karka, Metaltlam, it's the jack of all trades. It's a Swiss army knife. The multi-tool of Kinyanim. Sudar does everything. Then the Rambam says, everything has its limits. Halacha Yudala. Here, Parakeh. Halacha Yudala. Is Jorim Harbish ain't Shrichim Kinyan. There are plenty of things that don't require Sudar. They ain't a Kinyan Tom. And it really doesn't make any sense to do a Sudar. It has no time, it has no meaningfulness. Doesn't mean anything to do with Sudar. The Darish is Ishto. Shachar Avdo, their Sudar doesn't apply. Or Osa Shaliach. Or Mechila. Okay. So Sudar is only for, it works for transferring a variety of assets. It's purely financial, and it's purely for transferring assets. It could be karka, it could be talflim, but some doing something else. I'm not being mochel a chov. What does a sudar do? But then he says, so now if you would stop right here, you should ask me an enormous kasha, what I told you that I spend hours on every year. Right? Why am I sitting in the lobby? People are giving me a kinyan sudar to make me a shliach. Why are you giving me a sudar to make me a shliach? Or I'm giving you a sudar. You're making me a shtech, I'm giving you a sudar. But why? The Rambam said it doesn't need it. You can make me a shtech without a kinyan. And Eben Tam, it's meaningless. Yikes. That's pretty strong. He goes on to say, Halachi Beis, well, no Zubarov Makomo is the Haknos, the Mixos Eila Jonakilkman. Even though it's not halachically necessary nor even impactful, but the minig in most places that some of these things we do use sudar nevertheless. And we even say the kaninu miploni sha'asa ploni shliach. We made a kinyan on the fact that Reuben is making Shimon his shliach or the mechila sachov. Af api she'eino tzarech, even though it's not necessary. What does that mean? Minik shtos sounds silly, meaningless. Why would we keep such a minig? Ram explains halacha yigimel, fascinating. Kinyan is he's talking. Much more conversation. They're like a rare conversational interlude in the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. Usually, the Rambam's Mishnah Torah is very sterile. Quotes Chazal. But you hear him talking about it. It says, and a plain three act. Halacha Yud Aleph. You know, these items in Messiah, making a shliach b'mochel chov does not require a sudar. It doesn't really mean it. Halacha Yud Beis. On the other hand, sociologically, people are doing them. Very common practice. So what's Tapuk Shot? Thesis, antithesis. So the third step in the Hegelian dialectic, of course, is synthesis. How does he put it all together? How does he resolve his theory? Halacha Yud Gimel. Kin Yud Zeh Shano Galatos Be'elu Advarim. This key that we have the minute that some of these items, not all of them, is a common minute to do a kinyan for Shliach, Minu Shliach, for Mechila Chov. In a modal club, it doesn't actually accomplish anything. The mechila happens without the sudar. The minyan shlichus happens without the sudar. If you didn't give me the sudar, if I didn't give you the sudar, I could still tell your chamat in your behalf. But lehodia, what does sudar do? And here, about you listen carefully, you're about to hear what the essence of sudar is. Lehodia she'eno omer dvarim elokim misachek umehatel. You know what's accomplished? The letter of the law doesn't require a king and sudar in order to appoint a shliach, but the spirit of the law of sudar is meaningful and relevant. Usually, talk about the spirit of the law to think about it, like mitzvahs in Ben Makom. But here, you're talking about dinim mamonos. Also has a svara, a time of decree, so to speak, to it. What's the idea behind kinyan sudar? It's showing that I'm serious. It shows, he says, if we didn't do a sudar, I could still. It's not legally required. I'm still a valid shliach without a sudar. But the minhag is to do a sudar because it's an added, what sudar expresses is that I'm not joking. I really meant it. We were in Kinneret. This is serious business. Lahodia, again, Perikhei, Alach Yedgimel, the Rambam, Bechus Mechiru. Lahodia, She'eno Omer Dvon El Kimisachek Me'atel. This is not just a joke. Gomar Belibo, Riachach Amar. It shows that I actually thought this through. I made a decision. Gomar Belibo. And then I said it. I wasn't just like, you know, shooting off just saying random things. Yeah, you'll be mashliach. No, this was saying when I do kunkin yasuda, that demonstrates that this is actually consciously, deliberately arrived at. I thought it through, and I want it to be mashliach. This is serious business. Now, it's not necessary. It's not necessary for me to shlichus, even without this added suda that reinforces my seriousness. Just saying, Zev, please be mashliach, is good enough. But the minig Yisrael, or minig Aroha Makamos, the Rama put it, to give the suda reinforces that I am serious. As an aside, supposedly they say that the Chaznish and the Stipler refused to do the Kinyan suda before Pesach Mechiras Chametz because of the Rambam in Halachidal. He says it's Ein Behem Tam. And the Rav was Dafka, as Rav Shechter mentioned last week, was Dafka Makbid to do very Makbid the Kinyan suda. Because the Rambam says that is a minhag, and the Rambam does give an explanation for why it's meaningful. That's interesting. Interesting to hear Rambam talk like that. And you know what we just gained if we were listening carefully? What big yisod about sudar did the Rambam just explain to you? Ironically, in talking about a case where sudar isn't really halachically required, but he's trying to explain, well, why is it meaningful? He just told you something really important about the core, actual halachic kinyan sudar, which is. Well, that he told me before. But what does Kinyan Suda do? It's an expression of seriousness. Right? So much so that even when it's not needed, it's still, that's the essence of Suda, it's an expression of seriousness. You said before, it's an expression of Das. And remember what we said before. And that's why I want to put this in the context of regular Chalipin. Regular Chalipin Shav B'Shav, a barter, Parabach Amar, that's just like a regular Kinyan Metatlin. I could pay you for something, or, I give you this, you give me that. That's a very natural, meaningful ma'isakinyan. The fact that my taking your para means that now you own my chamar. Yeah, that's very intuitive. But I take your handkerchief and now you own my chamar. What does that mean? Very intuitive there. It's not a shava b'shava. So the answer is, you're right. Kinyan suder is not like regular chalipin. Kinyan suder is not like Meshicha or Hagvah by Metaltlin or Kesef by Karka, which are natural, intuitive kinyan. I'm paying you money in return for which I take ownership of the field. Or Meshicha Hagvah, the Hachnas of the Rishus. I'm taking your bag of potato chips, and it was in your store, I pick it up, I walk out with it, so that demonstrates that it's now mine. Most Maisei Kinyan have a certain natural meaning to them. They symbolize, they communicate that item is now mine. That item is now yours. I paid for it. I took it. But Kinyan Suda, I'm giving you a handkerchief for a house. Giving you a pen for a piece of property. A pen for a par. Chamar for a par mela, but a pen for a par. What does that mean? So you're just, nah. And usually we give the pen or the suda back. Right? So what is it? Purely a formality. What did it mean? It doesn't actually communicate the Kinyan. That's something that naturally bespeaks that thing change ownership. It's just a way of showing I'm serious. Stam to say it is a little bit serious. To actually, but the guy says to me, Rabbi, I want you to sell, be mashliach to sell my chametz. I say, okay, take this handkerchief. By taking this handkerchief, you confirm that you actually that mean mashliach. Take the handkerchief. Ooh, now it's a little more serious. So much so, now, okay, shlichas mela. But it worked for a house or a car or a bike also. Ezra says to me, I'd like to give you the bike as a present. So I say, great. But the bike isn't here. So I can't do a Mashiach HaHagbah on the bike. So I say, you really serious? You want the bike to be mine? I say, yeah. I say, great. Here's the suitor. By taking the suitor, you're confirming that you're giving me the bike. Boom! The bike is mine. Right? If you plug the Rami Lafayette Gimel back into actual Kinyan Suda, that's where he told you. That the way Kinyan Suda works is it's just a symbolic expression of Da. It's a confirmation of my Da. It's not like an actual Hachnasul or Shos. It's not a paying for it. It's not Chazaka or I'm showing my ownership. It's a way of heightening my Da. Ooh. So it's usually when I do Meshicha, on Metalkul, I do Kesef or Chazaka, on karka, so you have a combination of two things. I have das v'haknos, and we do a ma'aseh kinyan. That's the usual equation. Going back, we've discussed many times in the past, the opening halacha in Hilchos Mechira, Perakaf halachalot, ein hanekach nikna medvar. You can't sell just by saying so. Just because I said, Ezra says, the bike is yours, it doesn't make him mine. He says, even if they're Aiden, I feel like Aiden will lay him Aiden. And he says, look, all the guys in the share are watching. Rabbi, the bike is yours. And that's not good enough. That's Das, but there needs to be a Maisa also. So if he says, I want the bike to be yours, and I take the bike, okay, Mashiach Agba, it was Das Kenyan, Maisa Kenyan, that's the way it works. That's the usual equation. That's the usual equation. The Das Kenyan plus Maisa Kenyan equals a Kenyan.
Usually das plus maisa equals chalos hakinyan. You need both ingredients.
What do you have by sudar? The maisa itself is really just expressing my das. It's just a way of reconfirming my das. So it's really pure das. So if the maisa itself is pretty slim, the maisa itself is just reconfirming the das. What does that tell you about how much das I need? More than usual. What do I do to raise level of das, to add to the degree of das? Yes. That's why the Ravid says that there are Rishonim who argue the Kinyan Suter requires Eitz HaKiyam HaDavar. Why Kinyan Suter? Why is Kinyan Suter different than Kesef or Chazak or Mashiach HaGba? We understand. Keep reading. The Ravid himself gives you the clue. Ram agrees that the point of Kinyan Suter is just more das. It's not like an independent maisa. It's just more das. So then I understand why. And the Ravid says, you know, he's not convinced either. But he says, look, there are those who would argue that Stavka Kinyan Suter requires Eidim. Makes a lot of sense. By the way, that's why the Ravid said, just to say it isn't good enough. He said, even if there are Eidim watching. Why didn't he say, even if it's Tuesday? Why would I think the Eidim would have helped? Oh, yeah, now I understand. I would have thought that if I just say I want to be yours, not good enough. But if I had Eidim watching, that raises the dial so much, then now it works. Ram says, no. That has to be something. Just to say it alone, that's nothing. That has to be something more than just saying it. There's a little bit more than just saying it. Plus, you have Aiden, that combination. I have the.
Usually have option one, the Das plus the Mais is a Chalos HaKinyan. But sometimes it'll be the Das plus a symbolism of the Das plus Aiden Sakim HaDavar will also equal a Chalos HaKinyan. And there are two examples of when we've shown him say that. One is the sheet of the Ravid quotes. Suda really is just, is not really such a maisa kinyan. It's not a hachnas or a shus, it's not a payment. It's just reconfirming that instead of just saying it, I said it and I took the suda. No. So then you need a sekima davar to take you over to bring you over to the finish line, according to some Rishonim. You need a sekima davar. The other example of that is, one example is Sudar, according to the Ravid. And what's another kinyan that's basically just a stronger expression of Das? Shtar. According to whom? Only according to which Tana? Belazar. Remember? Going back to first principles. Machlokes or Belazar Meir is what is a kinyan shtar? Rebbe Meir, as we began shiur today, as we discussed many times about, Rebbe Meir holds the way the Rav explains it. Chsimikaris to Mesir Kais, which really machlokes over the nature of Kinyan Shtar. Rebbe Meir says that Kinyan Shtar is giving you a raya that's true. Nothing to do with my das. If I give you Eidus Piksav that something is true, that's the Maisekin to make it true. That is a sort of intuitive type of Maisekinian. One type of intuitive Maisekinian is Hachnasa L'Roshos, showing your ownership. Meshicha, Hagba, Chazaka, and Karka. Another type of intuitive Maisa Kinyan is paying for it. Kesef, Chalipin. And then,
Rav Meir says a third type of intuitive opinion. I give you proof that it's true. So that makes it true. Okay. So according to Rav Meir, the Maisa Kinyan of Shtar is like any other Maisa Kinyan. It's a normal, typical Maisa Kinyan. It would not require Eitz Lekima Davar any more than Kesef. Or Chalik B'Shav B'Shav. Or Mashiach Rahad Bar Chazak. However, Taisa said, but maybe according to Rabbi Lazar, you need Eitz Lekima Davar and Shtar. Why all of a sudden did he switch from Rameir to Belazar? Now we understand. Well, once we understand the Svara behind what Tosfos is saying, all the pieces fit in gorgeously. It was only according to Belazar, because Belazar said, Shtar King is not giving you a proof. So what is a Shtar King? Stop, I give you a piece of paper. Take a piece of paper. All right, Sardin Mechurilov, here you go. What's that? What is that? What have I done? I gave you a piece of paper that says Sardin Mechurilov? So the answer is, as we've said in the past, in the context of the Rabban Mechira Al-Fal, it's really just expressing my das more concretely. Stam, to say it, the Dvarim is not good enough. If I don't just say my das, but I put my das b'ksav, that's Rabbi Elazar's take. Eid Mesirikaisers, Rabbi Elazar understands the King Shtar. The King Shtar is expressing my das b'ksav. Very similar to Sudar. Instead of just saying, I want this bike to be yours, I want this bike to be yours, and I'll take a suitor to confirm that. I don't just say I want this field to be yours, I say I want this field to be yours, and I'll put it in writing and give it to you. And that doesn't prove anything. It's not a shtar raya, but according to Belazar, king shtar is, I express my das b'chsav. Oh, if I express my das b'chsav, so then that's gorgeous. It's a shame that the rabbi says, kinyan suitor is just a kinyan of das, and therefore, if one could argue it needs a sekima dara to raise the das enough that the das alone will carry the day, unlike other kinyanei mamon, who at dinami, Tosis entertains the possibility that shtarei mamon also require a sekima dara according to Belazar. Right? Again, as we saw before, Tosis had only made this suggestion. They're not sure if it's true or not. Just like the Ravid is open to, maybe Suda requires a sekima dara, maybe not. Tosis says, maybe King Shtar requires the Kim Dar, and maybe not. But again, it's only King Shtar, not Kesef, and only according to Rebbe Lazar. Why? Not because Tosas rejects the fundamental distinction between Mamon versus King Kiddushin. No! Tosas agrees that generally we distinguish. Generally, Tosas agrees that most Devarim Shev and Mamon do not require Eidus Lekim HaDavar. Only King Shtar. And only according to Belazar. Because that's a funny Kenyan Mammon that might need more das than a typical Kenyan Mammon. So because of the Maisa is merely an expression of my das, not a sort of independent Maisa with its own meaningfulness, like Sudar, so even normally Kenyan Mammon just need level 2 das, because you have the das, but you also have the Maisa, which together create the Chalosa Kenyan. If it's all just the das, so then the das might have to be raised. So dafka shtar, dafka, according to Belazar, the Mesira Karasi, shtar is, kinyan shtar is the act of expressing my das b'chsav, so then perhaps I will require as much das as I would require for getting the kiddushin. By getting the kiddushin, you always require more das. It doesn't matter whether it's kinyan, it doesn't matter what the shtar, what the kinyan is. That's why the kesef kiddushin also requires a sakim adavra. Why? Because there's nothing to do with the specific Maisa Kinyan. The chalos requires more das. To get married, to get divorced, no matter what method you're using, anything that's going to get you to marriage or divorce requires level 3 das. So any way of contracting kesef kiddushin also, if there was some other way, some other kinyan besides shtar for doing a gerushin, eventually the Gemara has a hobby and began kiddushin, a fleeting hobby and began besides kiddushin, maybe there could be some sort of Maisa kesef for gerushin, roundly rejected. But were that to be the case, you would need a sekima davar for kesef gerushin. Why? It's not a shtar. It doesn't matter. Gerushin requires a sekima davar. Kiddushin requires a sekima davar. But mamon, the result of mamon does not require a sekima davar. But the specific tool that you're using in mamon might. Transferring an asset doesn't necessarily require a sekima davar. If you use a valid maisa, and you have just regular das, unwitnessed das, that's totally fine. But what the Rabban and Tosfos are raising the possibility is that there might be certain meisim that don't work like the rest. There might be certain maisim that aren't really acting as the other ingredient in the pie. You have the das and the maisu egg and all that works. Sometimes, every once in a while, you have a mais that's really just more das. Sudar and shtar, according to Blasa. But those two, there is a havamina that there is a shita rishonim that then you require eitzik kind of davar, and that makes sense consistent with the whole picture. I believe that at least a part of this was developed. I think at least a part of this is the Rav explained in shiurim, and I think it may have been further amplified. Of Aaron Lichtenstein, if I remember correctly, I think it's after of Aaron Lichtenstein, I mentioned yesterday, Michael Hecht's Chassan Torah, and it's Chassan Torah she spoke about. Machlek is Rashi Torah's whether you got Mir B'Kiddushin. So the leader Aaron Lichtenstein, and his Chassan Torah spoke about Kinyan Mesira, Be'em Agas Niknas Mesira. And he explained maybe that's also a similar type of idea. You're just handing over the reins, maybe that's also just a Kinyan of Das, and perhaps requires Asa Kima Devor, things of that sort. He developed this idea further. And now everything falls into a beautiful place. And now this sugya really brought together Eid Masir Karsi, Eid Chsima Karsi, Lahalacha Lamaisa. Eid Masir Karsi, Eid Chsima Karsi, in terms of the core definition of what the Kinyan Shtar is. What is the Maisa Kinyan of Shtar? And Eid Sakim Hadavar fits in beautifully. And Eid Sakim Hadavar also gave us an opportunity to see this very broad and very globally important idea that all Chaluyos in the Torah could be divided to those that require das and don't require das, with a host of nafkaminas, a few given by Reb Chaim, 9 listed by Reb Chanan and Ayin Siman Ayin Vav in Kovetz Aris, and the chief among them, Eid Sakim Adavar, which may not only speak to das, but specifically the highest level of das. So this brings together, Baruch Hashem, a number of sugyas. Be glad to take questions down in the Beis HaMedrash.